Good morning, I'm Zach Epperson with your sports update on this Thursday morning. Well, the official documents surrounding the tragedy involving Kobe Bryant and his daughter earlier this year have been released. The pilot of the helicopter in question, according to the documents, said he was trying to ascend to get above those low clouds that were present on January the 26th. But investigators say, unbeknownst to him, the aircraft was actually descending, where it ultimately crashed into the hillside in northwest Los Angeles, killing all nine individuals on board. The NTSB, or the National Transportation Safety Board, said the pilot might have misperceived the angles at which he was descending and banking, which they said can happen when a pilot becomes disoriented in low visibility. Now, while the 1,700-page report, which was released yesterday, compiles factual reports and accounts of that day, we do not have yet a final conclusion on what caused the crash. That is to be expected in a final report that is due at a later date. And finally, on this day in sports history, back in 1960, a classic between Arnold Palmer and Jack Nicklaus. It was U.S. Men's Open at Cherry Hills Country Club. Palmer stages the greatest comeback in tournament history. He races a 7-stroke final round deficit to win his only U.S. Open title by 2 strokes ahead of Jack Nicklaus. And that does it for your sports update on this Thursday morning. For Quixie 98.3, I'm Zach Epperson.